composer Vangelis was born on this date in 1943 in Volos, Greece. Best known for his lush, Oscar-winning score to the 1981 film Chariots of Fire, Vangelis was among the most successful and admired electronic composers of his era. His musical talent was recognized at an early age, but he refused to take piano lessons, instead teaching himself. After high school, he formed the early 60s pop group Formix, soon the most popular act in Greece. After achieving superstardom at home, Vangelis relocated to Paris in 1968 and was in France at the time of the student riots. Unable to go back home, he formed the progressive rock band Aphrodite's Child, who soon scored a major European hit with the single Rain and Tears. Relocating to London, Vangelis established his own state-of-the-art recording studio, producing a steady flow of recordings, including 1975's Heaven and Hell. As part of the duo John and Vangelis, he also scored a series of UK hits, including 1980's I Hear You Now, and the following year's I'll Find My Way Home. Vangelis' international commercial breakthrough followed in 1982, when his score to Chariots of Fire earned the film one of its many Academy Awards. Its theme song even cracked the top 10 in the US pop charts. That same year, he also created the powerful score to the cult classic Blade Runner, the beginning of a partnership with director Ridley Scott, which also yielded soundtracks to films including 1492, Conquest of Paradise. Vangelis also composed the music for a number of Jacques Cousteau documentaries, in addition to maintaining his flourishing solo career, issuing acclaimed LPs including 1985's The Mask, 1988's Antarctica, and 1990's The City. A tornado swept through the area of the city of Cabot on this date in 1976. The afternoon storm caused millions of dollars of damage to businesses and homes, and 5 people died. The city quickly recovered under the leadership of Mayor Willie Ray. To celebrate the recovery, the city initiated an annual festival called Cabot Fest in 1978. The 2-day event brings thousands to the downtown area. Baseball Hall of Famer Cy Young was born in Gilmore, Ohio, on this date in 1867. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.